I'd like to call this meeting to order Monday, July 14th, 2014. And Rick, you mind helping us with our prayer?
Heavenly Father, we want to come to you today, and again, we just praise you for the great God that you are. Just amazed that you just see the needs that we have and provide those. It just seems like you're always taking care of us, and we appreciate that so much. We come to you this morning, dear Lord, and we know that you promised us wisdom if we need it, and we ask that you would just provide each and every one of us with the wisdom we need to make the decisions that we need to make today. And in those days coming, we just pray that you would just be with us in those. We do thank you, God, most of all for your Son that you sent to die upon a cross, and praise you, God, that we have the opportunity for eternal life. We pray, the Lord, that you just be not only with the county officials, but also the state and national, just around the world, be with those leaders that need to be making decisions today. We pray for those soldiers and the families that may be even in harm's way today, or those that are missing, those that are just away from home. We pray that you be with them. And we know, Lord, that there are many that need your healing hand, and we just lift those up to you too. Just pray that you be with them. Just give us guidance in all we do. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission remarks?
Yes, I've got a few. Naturally, it seems to be that I have been brought into the campaigns of different individuals, and the news media seems to have jumped on board with articles. There was one by Pat Dooley that was aggressively talking about the election. There's also a front page deal about nepotism that's on here. I wonder if the people that know or even understand what nepotism is, I'd like to take a moment of silence maybe for those people to think about what they put on the headlines of a newspaper that makes front page news. There's also a article in here about that, and it's taken place before in the past, that Tannick Tri-Lakes News put in their... Well, I want to talk about the Tannick County Times for a minute. I made a statement last week, and I appreciate the grins and smirks from the people in the crowd, but there was a statement made last week by myself, and I meant every word that I said, but they left half of it out. They left the most important part of it out. And this statement was that I didn't care about what the $138,000 was, if it meant costing the senior citizens, taxpayers of this county, hundreds of thousands or millions. Well, if you read the paper, it said that I didn't care about the $138,000, and that was it. That was blank after that point. So, taking sentences out of context or taking a word, nepotism, which refers to hiring your relatives or this and that, not elected officials that are elected by the public. It doesn't even apply. That happens all over the state. Can name several husbands and wives, fathers and daughters, and everything throughout the state system that are serving their county and have been for numerous years. So just thought I would bring that to attention, because I actually was going to take a moment of silence so that the news media could take and think about what they print and how they've brought me into their political campaigns. I guess that's all I've got to say. I may sound like I'm a little bit angry this morning, Brandon, but I am a little bit upset with the way things have unfolded here.
Accounts payable?
Motion for approval of accounts payable. Checks 340292 through 340346, warrants 6028, and a transfer from journal entry to postal.
Second, we have a first and second to approve accounts payable checks numbers 340292 through 340346, warrant 6028, and a journal entry for postage usage. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll real quick.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second. I have a first and second to approve payroll. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Monthly budget report.
You guys will send you these to them every month so you get a chance to ask questions. Point out just a couple things. We are down in GCR right now substantially, but still well above what we projected to end at. I compared to last year because last year we were expecting maybe to spend more than what we brought in, and we actually ended up the year spending just a little less than what we brought in. And last year, we were only down about 50,000 at this point, and we're down substantially more. So I suspect by the end of the year, we will have a lower balance than what we started the year with in general county revenue. A lot of the other funds are up. So as a total, Taney County is going to be better off at the end of the year than what they were at the beginning of the year. You guys have any questions about that?
Don't
comment. I do have... Also, I do an expense report for the GCR, and there's three or four of those departments that are most likely going to go over before the end of the year, and I want you to make sure you're aware of those. There's probably you are, but the building use grounds is going to be something you're going to have to watch closely.
Is that because of the different things we've had to fix? Just because of age, or is that...
Brandon, I really haven't looked at it to see, but I suspect it probably has something to do with it. I wish I had a look, but didn't have time this morning. Presiding Circuit Judge is one that we're going to have to watch. There are some there that show well above 50%, but we know that before the... In June, we're supposed to transfer the expenses that go to those departments to a different fund. And we would like to have that in writing that you want those done, but I think there was, you know, there's four or five different employees that we take from different funds.
And on the presiding circuit judge, is that due to the guardian ad litem?
Guardian ad litem.
So to take care of kids and different things.
Yeah, we. I think
and we kind of know that goes over every year. Has it not?
When you talked with him at budget time, you said if he needed more, we would take care of that now. So I'm confident that it will go over this year. It's
that's one thing that there's no way to estimate. It's a strictly a guessed estimation from the previous year.
At least for our point, it is. The circuit judge might be able to, and he might know enough about it, but...
Well, with the circumstances we have there, it's going to
be... We've got some circumstances that probably take care of that, or that explain that. Right. Don't take care of it, they explain it. And as far as the entire budget, the amount that it'll be over, it won't be anything that will be substantial anyway.
What was the third department?
Say that again.
You said building and ground, presiding, circuit judge, and was there another?
Coroner. And that's one that you cannot control how many times he has to go out and do business as a coroner.
And Brandon, I think you're right on the buildings and grounds. I know that we've had to have two big units set on the roof at one time. Then we had another unit set up there for heat and air. I know that there's been times that, and those things aren't.
I would like to look at that and tell you more about it. I would be glad to do that. Didn't we add an employee in there too? I'm trying to remember.
Well, that has taken place within, is it the last month or?
I was thinking that we had somebody.
I think we added an employee, and it has been since the first of the year, and that would probably be a big portion of that, I'd say.
Okay. Sounds like it was a replacement, not an addition.
I'd have to look at that, too. I think there was an addition.
I just know I saw service trucks out there again this morning.
We've had a lot of problems with our HVAC, I think. Hopefully we've got most of them taken care of.
It's old. What we had in service was old.
Man. Yeah, Danny, but you're old and they haven't replaced you.
I know.
They've tried a couple times.
You've tried a couple times. You haven't got your own.
After this morning, I don't know. The media might be trying to.
Did you see anything else you wanted to ask questions about?
No, I didn't.
No.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Board appointments. I know we've got quite a few. I know there was an individual that's interested in the planning and zoning for the Branson Township, and I think he was supposed to send some information in. I'm not seeing it here, though, so I don't know if Shanna got it or not. Senior Citizen Board. We had an individual... resign from that position, so there's an opening on a senior citizen board. Again, nobody's sent anything in. She sent it over the holiday weekend, is that right? Her resignation, I believe she sent over.
It was Friday, I believe. I got an email on it.
Library board, it was brought to our attention, honestly, via the news media about the library board needing some people. But by reading the article, she was trying to put together some people before they actually presented it to the board, to the commission for recommendation of that board. So waiting on recommendations.
They did put that on the front page too, so we were going to ask that it be put in the news media, but appreciate the fact that you put it on there, but so we can make a get as many people that would be interested in that to go ahead and bring their names in and get on file for, because we'll be making those appointments before very long. But appreciate the fact that you beat us to the punch on this, getting that in there.
And then the EEZ board appointment. Becky Roberts has stepped off of that. Is there a term? Well, there's a vacancy there. So we have an individual named Dan Boone that has been presented by some individuals. Do you know Dan?
No.
We got an email on him. But I mean, I know him from just through working with different things in Rotary and different things in Branson. So I would entertain a motion to appoint Dan Boone to the EEZ board appointment. Unless you want to wait on Ron and.
I would have rather waited on Ron, but I don't have any problems with Brandon. If you know the guy, I know he's a good individual that might fulfill that I'll second the motion.
I didn't make the motion. I said I'd entertain a motion.
Oh, you did? Well, I'm not going to make the motion then because I don't know him.
Move to appoint Dan Boone as the to the EEZ board appointment to fill the vacancy that is been left open by Becky Roberts.
No, I'll second it.
We have a first and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Can we take a quick recess real quick while I call Shanna and see if she got that information?